Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Maxine's top 10 finalists, Rebecca Latimer. Rebecca, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
I'm so excited to spend a little bit of time chatting with you about your experiences with the challenge. But, you know, Rebecca, at the time of this recording, you just found out that you were in the top 10 just a few days ago. You know, what has the past couple of days been like for you?
It's been pretty crazy, actually. I honestly didn't expect it at all. So I was in shock for a few days. Obviously, you know, over the moon, excited. I couldn't have been happier, but I was also a bit overwhelmed by it just because I didn't see it coming. So, yeah, lots of mixed emotions, but really obviously happy and excited.
Well, look, you should be so proud of it, an amazing result that you've achieved and really transforming your health, your fitness, and of course, your physique. So you should be so proud of what you've done.
Thank you.
Rebecca, let's start with a little bit of an introduction. So you want to tell us a little bit about maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and you know, who is Rebecca?
So I'm from Melbourne. So I'm in the unlucky state at the moment. I'm married with 6 beautiful children. My youngest is nearly 4 and my oldest is 16. So I've got a very busy household.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So I'm currently homeschooling Monday to Friday while my hubby works long hours. And then I'm off to work every weekend where I work as an emergency nurse. So I'm in one of the busiest EDs in Victoria. And I've also been helping run fever clinics, so testing clinics for COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's been an interesting 6 months, quite anxiety provoking at times. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just unprecedented times, obviously, where we're all living through a worldwide pandemic. And it's just been a big journey for me, learning how to navigate my emotions coming home after potentially being exposed and then not wanting to bring it home to my family. So it's been, yeah, it's been a tough 6 months, but that's where I'm at the moment.
Wow. Wow, is all I can say. You're homeschooling, you've got 6 kids, you're an ER nurse, and you've managed to find time to transform your body and, you know, doing the nutrition plan and training and fitting everything in. And I'm sure we could talk about it in a few moments. And all I can say is, wow, that's absolutely amazing story there, Rebecca. Let's talk about why you chose to start the challenge. So if you rewind, you know, way back to when you first signed up, can you speak about the reasons, you know, why you chose to begin the May challenge?
Yeah. I think it was the end of last year, a school mum that I met by the name of Lauren, she told me about the challenge and encouraged me to sign up. And back then, I guess I wasn't really in the mindset. I didn't really think I needed it. But then come to the start of this year, we went through a really stressful time selling our house and moving house, and as well as lockdown and COVID and everything else, I piled on a significant amount of weight in 5 short months. Lots of emotional eating and drinking alcohol, not getting drunk, but like having a glass of wine every night, which I never would have done before. So I just found that on top of the baby weight that I was carrying, I just all of a sudden found myself the heaviest I'd ever been. And I just noticed my mood and my anxiety were really suffering. I was struggling to get out of bed in the morning. I had no motivation. I just was really struggling through life. So when Lauren mentioned it again for the May challenge, I was like, that's it. I just have to do it. I got to that point where I was desperate for change, but I didn't really know how to get there. So I thought, well, I had a look on the website and there were some amazing stories and transformations. And I thought, well, that's the best chance I've got. So I signed up. I didn't really know what I was in for. And the night before, I actually bawled my eyes out and I said to my husband, I'm so scared. I don't think I want to do it anymore. But I'd already committed to it and Lauren was going to be on my back. So I just thought I'm going to have to make the most of it now. So that's how I got to signing up.
Yeah, wow. Now, I guess I want to touch on that moment where you decided to take action. And I say this because either there might be somebody listening right now or somebody who's listening and may know someone who is in that maybe negative spiral is what I'll call, where, you know, everything's kind of like falling, especially right now where if you're in Melbourne or other parts of the country where things aren't going right for you, you know, suffering from lots of anxiety and stresses and complications in your own life. And you may find yourself in this negative feedback loop where you're looking for food and alcohol to fulfill a space that's missing right now. And sometimes we want change, we don't know how. And sometimes we need to find resources. And maybe yourself, where you knew you wanted to change, you didn't know how to change. What did you do to instigate that change? Was it Laurent, your friend, that was there? Or did you actively, you know, seek help? What did you do?
Well, for a start, I did go and seek some therapy. So I got some counselling. I went and saw a psychologist. But I also knew that a lot of what I was experiencing was coming directly as a result from the food and the alcohol. I was not treating my body well, so I had no energy and I knew that it was affecting my mood. That's why I knew that I needed to do something physically as well as mentally and emotionally. And I guess I was just lucky that Laurent came along and told me about the challenge. And as I said in my blog, it's the first thing I've come across in many years that I found so easy to follow, so simple, so easy to follow, but so much support. And that's what I knew I needed. I knew that I couldn't do it on my own. And I knew that I needed to get around people who had the right frame of mind that would support me in changing my own mindset.
Wow. And I'll say it again, you should be so proud of what you've achieved, especially with the stresses and the challenges in your own life. And now I guess I want to really touch on some of the challenges that you had to overcome. And, you know, every person will have their own unique challenges within the challenge. And some people look at the challenge as, you know, a training plan and nutrition plan, but oftentimes, you know, those are the easy things to do. And the things that we really find challenging is finding time to train, is to get up in the morning and doing something, or even just challenging our own mindset. And I guess I really want to start by talking about that moment the day before the challenge started where you were almost doubting yourself. You know, what was the internal thought process in your mind where you were kind of thinking, oh, I don't know if I should do this? And then what did you do to bring yourself to the table and go, yeah, all right, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to make change. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing for me that really, I think, made all the difference was that I spent a lot of time in the 2 weeks before the challenge researching and reading other people's stories. So what I did was I scrolled through the top 10 transformation stories from previous challenges, and I really tried to glean, okay, what do these people have in common? What did they do, or how did they think in order to get these results? Because I didn't want to just go into it half-heartedly. I just wanted to really make the change. So I ended up contacting a few of these past challenges that really inspired me, and there were four in particular, all women, and they really were so amazing in responding to me and giving me some pointers in how to get myself started, how to set myself up to succeed. And then what I did was I just visualized what I wanted myself to look like at the end of the challenge and how I wanted to feel. So every time I felt like, oh, this is too hard, I just want to give up, I visualized the end result. So I guess for me, I took all my inspiration from previous challenges and their stories. That's what got me going.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, touching on that visualization method, can you speak a little bit about that? Were you, you know, the classic closing your eyes and thinking about something, or did you use like a vision board or like a goal board? Like, was it any formal technique, or was it just, you know, really picturing yourself in the future?
Look, I really wish that I had made a vision board, but I don't have a lot of spare time. So for me, it was more visualizing it in my mind. So without sounding creepy, I would look at the transformations of these other women that just looked phenomenal. And it wasn't just about how their physique looked, it was their confidence. So you could tell that they looked so happy and comfortable in their own skin, and that's what I wanted. So I would visualize not just my physique, but how I would feel in my own skin.
Yeah.
So that's what motivated me.
Wow, that's so powerful. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now, that's such a life-changing skill to have, is to be able to visualize. And, you know, some people call it like mentoring, or, you know, picturing yourself in someone else's shoes. But if you could sit there and look at maybe someone's physique and really feel it, and, you know, what emotions would I have if I look like this? You know, how would I wake up if I look like this? And, you know, an example that I speak about a bit is one of like my role models in my time is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? The guy's huge, he's jacked, he's fit, he's muscular, right? And maybe guys before my time would look at someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger and go, oh, he's the man, right? And I think we can look at someone like that and go, okay, if I was The Rock, what would I do, right? Like, how would I wake up? How would I train? What foods would I eat? What charisma would I have to be that type of person? And that's looking at a celebrity, and right, and you know, there's limitations to looking at celebrities, but a celebrity can be any person, and that could be a previous top 10, that could be a friend, that could be a family member, that could be a random person that you see at Coles every day, right? And you know, you model yourself off that and go, this is the change I want to see, and I want to be that person. And then we start making decisions. His internal monologue comes in and we start getting closer and closer to who we want to be. So it's great that you found this technique that I'm sure you're going to use for a long time. And I guarantee there's people listening to this who are now looking at you and are modeling themselves off of you. And thus the cycle continues, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, from here, I guess I just want to talk about change. So if you kind of rewind yourself to, what is it, 3-4 months ago, to, you know, where you are to where you are now, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed, maybe from like, you know, the day-to-day routines to maybe like the bigger picture, like how you're feeling? Like, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed since completing the challenge?
Well, honestly, I feel like there's not just one area of my life that has been impacted by the challenge. I feel like it's affected every area of my life in a positive way. So obviously I've lost a significant amount of weight and improved my physique. So for the first time, I feel like I've got muscle, which, you know, it's such a good feeling to be comfortable in my own skin for the first time, I think, ever. Because as a teenager, I struggled terribly with body image issues. So this is the first time where I feel really good in my own skin. And it just has a ripple effect out into other areas of my life. But also, you know, I'm feeding my body the right food and I'm not basically poisoning it with copious amounts of alcohol and sugar. So I feel amazing. So internally, physically, I feel amazing. I'm sleeping better. I can wake up in the morning much more easily. I was struggling to get out of bed before. I'm just much happier within myself, as well as my family have all been impacted because they've watched me transform basically before their eyes and just seen me feel so much stronger and happier within myself. So I didn't have a gym membership. I did all my workouts at home and I actually did it inside my house, not in the garage. So I know most people escape to the garage, but I actually chose to work out inside because I wanted to keep an eye on my younger ones, but this meant that they all got to watch me work out. So they would join me, they'd ask me questions, they'd cheer me on, literally say, go, Mom, you're so strong, you know, things like that. So it's been just an amazing experience to have that happen. Like, yeah, I just never could have imagined. And now I get up in the morning and they say to me, oh, is it upper body or are you doing your legs? So they're just so used to it now that it's just a normal part of our family's life and the way we do things.
Wow. That's beautiful to hear. And it's amazing that you are now such a role model to your 6 children. And it's awesome that they were getting involved with the exercises at home. Talking about training at home, did you have many resources at home? And what I mean by that is, did you have lots of barbells and dumbbells and resistance bands and kettlebells, or did you have very limited amount of equipment? Like, what were your resources like at home?
I was very lucky that I found a couple of things at Kmart just before everything flew off the shelf. But basically, I did most of it with bare minimum. So honestly, 80% of my training I did with a $29 set of dumbbells from Kmart. So it was just like interchangeable weight. So it went up to 10 kilos per dumbbell. And I did most of it with that. So I reckon I could have done the whole challenge with just that piece of equipment. But I did also use a 12 kilo kettlebell that I had from previous, or was actually my husband's, not mine. And I bought a PTP set of the resistance tubes. So I used that a little bit, but not heaps. So I think most of it I did with very minimal. Yeah.
Yeah. I think when we think about exercising at home, we feel like we need to have the garage with all the equipment. I need to have a squat rack and a bench press and every little bit, toy that you see at the gym, I need to have that in my own little garage, which is not the case. And, you know, you're an example of that where you can get fit, you can get healthy, you can get in shape with just very minimal equipment, such as, you know, a set of dumbbells. Great that you got some interchangeable ones, but that didn't cost a lot of money, you know, $29 from Kmart. And then some resistance bands. Combine those two tools together, you can, you know, have a plethora of exercises that will keep you busy for a very long time. For me, I've got a few questions. It's going to be fun. So the first one, what's your favorite exercise?
Deadlifts.
Deadlifts. Love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, that kind of ruins my second question, which was, are you team squats or team deadlifts? But I guess you're team deadlifts. What kind of deadlifts?
Well, I'm not savvy with all your terminology, so I'll probably say it wrong, but I think they're called deficit deadlifts.
Okay.
So I stand up on my little step. Yes. And I'm just using my heaviest dumbbells. Mm-hmm. And I'm going down further than my feet.
Yeah. Well, you nailed the lingo. That's a deficit deadlift. Yeah. Okay. That's such a nice stretch on the back of your legs, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cardio. Are you a fan of cardio or do you have a love-hate relationship with it?
Look, I hate running, like despise running, so I'm never going to do it, I've decided. But I do love HIIT training. So I found one of the things that I found that I loved, I did twice a week on my cardio days, was an online workout by MadFit. It's a Canadian girl and she does the 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off. And it really worked my core. So I found that that really helped me with my strength training. So it got my heart rate up, but it wasn't your typical running or just boring cardio. It was really interesting.
I think when I see HIIT sessions or circuit sessions where it's just burpee after burpee after burpee, then jumping and then running over there, it's like, oh, okay. Like we're just, you know, running around for a couple of like, you know, 10, 20 minutes or so. Yeah. But no, it's good. So what was it? Mads Fit?
It's called MadFit.
MadFit.
MadFit. Yeah, it's a free online workout. I think she was a ballet dancer, so she's got an amazing physique and amazing core strength. But even now, because I still do it twice a week, even now I just feel the burn with my core and my abs. But it just gets your heart rate up and really helps with your core strength so that you can really push hard for your weight training.
So good. All right, let's talk about flexing. What's your favorite muscle flex?
I don't feel like I've got much yet.
No. You said before that now you've got muscle. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
Quads, because I've never had them before.
All right. Quads. I get around that. Okay. All right. Let's talk about dinner. Okay. So what was your go-to dinner while you were doing the challenge?
Well, honestly, my meal prep was quite boring compared to most challenges. I loved looking at the inspirational meals that came up on Instagram and Facebook, but the only way I could make it work for myself was to do meals on repeat. So my husband was actually cooking all my meals every Sunday for me, and it would be the same thing every night for a week. So I can't say that there was anything that I loved, because by the end of the week I was sick of it. But I guess the meal that I enjoy most that's challenge approved is a healthy pizza.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so question, does pineapple belong on a pizza?
For me, yes.
I'm team pineapple. I do enjoy pineapple pizza.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about protein powder. What's your favorite flavor of protein powder?
I think it's called vanilla ice cream. Mm. Is that what it's called? The Maxine's one?
Yeah. The vanilla ice cream, the Maxine burn flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious. I've tried a few, but that one is my all-time fave. And I feel like you can change it up by adding different things.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Look, Rebecca, let's wrap it up here with advice. So if someone came up to you and looked at your transformation and was like, oh, wow, that's absolutely amazing. You know, I want to do that. I want to get fit and healthy. Or maybe they're stuck in a Maxine challenge. What advice would you give somebody?
I think the number one key for me is accountability. So one of the things that I decided starting my journey was, all right, I'm going to want to quit at some point, maybe multiple times. So how can I make myself accountable so that when I feel like that, someone is there to tell me, nah, you get back up and you keep on going. So the way I did that was I created an Instagram account where people could follow my journey. I made myself public on the challenge profile, which I was really uncomfortable with, but someone said to me, no, you need to go public for accountability. And then probably the best thing I did was I got a mentor. Mm-hmm. So I just got really lucky with my mentor. I didn't have a clue who anyone was, but someone commented under Benjamin's name, "Can you please mentor me again?" And I was like, oh, he must be good. So I contacted him and asked him to be my mentor, and he was just phenomenal. So there were many times where I wanted to give up and I felt really overwhelmed and just didn't think I was going to make it to the finish line. And he always came back at me with really positive, you know, challenging my negative mindset. So came back with different perspectives of thinking and just made sure that I believed in myself and that I could trust the process, basically. He just kept saying to me, you need to trust the process. I've done this many times before. I know you feel like it's not working or you're not going to get where you want to be. Just keep going and just trust the process. So I think having him, and like, it wasn't like we were constantly in contact, but when I was having, you know, a struggle moment, I would reach out and contact him and he would always have the right thing to say. So I'd pick myself up and I'd keep going again. So I just feel like that made all the difference for me. Like, I obviously had a really supportive partner. I had great friends around me. You know, I had lots of people cheering me on. My kids were amazing. But when I was struggling inside my own head, I needed someone that, you know, had gone before and overcome to be able to speak the right words into my life. And I feel like he really did that for me.
Wow. I guess sometimes we need somebody who isn't as close to us. And what I mean by that is, you know, you said you've got a very supportive partner. You know, you've got your friend, Lauren, and other social people around you. You know, you've got a great network of people, but sometimes they're almost too close. And we need someone that's semi-external to kind of help guide us through what we're trying to achieve. And I guess if you're listening to this and you're looking for a mentor, we have a free mentorship program within the Facebook group. So you can sign up. It's just a little tab on the group. You can sign up as a mentee or you can sign up as a mentor. So if you're in a position now that you want to help someone, you could sign up as a mentor and you can contact a mentee and vice versa. You can contact a mentor and you can just buddy up. It's nothing official. It's just, you know, that you just meet each other and you could talk about everything from, you know, how do I do a squat, or, you know, what's your favorite flavor of protein, or, you know, what's the weather like today? You know, you can talk about anything, right? I'm sure you had lots of conversations with Ben, everything from like really formal things like, oh, I don't know how to do this, you know, training program, to, oh, like, today's a really great day. I did X, Y, and Z type thing. And that's really beautiful. And the last thing I guess I want to touch on, which is what you did, was this concept of planning for the future, which I think is so important. You reuse that concept of visualization where you visualize the barrier where you're going to give up. So you knew that in the future, at some point, that you were going to throw the towel in, right? And what you did was you created a strategy of what am I going to do when I'm going to reach that barrier? Okay, I'm going to stay accountable to somebody. And we can repeat the same principle with something else. So it's like, okay, I know that in 6 weeks' time, I've got a wedding that I'm going to have to go to. Well, maybe there's weddings around Australia, but that's COVID talk. So maybe you've got a birthday party coming up and you go, okay, there's going to be cake, there's going to be beer, there's going to be pizza. Okay, what am I going to do? And you can start to create a plan for the future. So we're not only using visualization to visualize models, we're using visualization to visualize future problems or challenges that we're going to face. And that's exactly what you did. You created a solution to your future challenge. And you created a good friend as well in Ben and achieved an amazing result, which I think you should be just so, so proud of.
Thank you.
Look, let's wrap it up here. I want to take a moment just to thank you for donating your time to be part of the Challenge Podcast, and just know that you are an inspiration to so many people within your circles and then also within the wider fitness and health and challenge communities. So I think that's something to be very proud of. And, you know, once again, a big congratulations for making the top 10, especially with everything that's happening in your life.
Thanks so much, Steve. And thank you also for, you know, bringing such a positive voice to the challenge. It's strange talking to you in person because I feel like I know your voice so well from the challenge. So yeah, thank you so much. It's really such a positive environment to be a part of, an amazing community. So thank you.
Thanks. I have met a couple of challenges out in public, only just a very few. And it's a really weird connection where I can tell that they know so much about me. Like I've never met these people. Right? And I'm so sorry if I met you out in public. I'm so sorry that I don't know your name, but it's just a weird that I'm a, like a, a, a like a, a G-list celebrity, you know, oh, it's Coach Steve, you just think, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just a weird feeling just that people see me all the time and hear my voice and all those things. Well, look, let's wrap up the podcast. Once again, big thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.